Time now for Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. All the topics and issues that matter to you and your family. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Jaron Vecchio. And joining me in studio today is Janet Huffman, who is a coordinator at the Early Years Coalition. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you coming in. And before we get into our actual main topic, which is about a parenting workshop and a conference happening this upcoming weekend, I believe. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Before we get into that, can you kind of explain to our listeners and to myself what the Early Years Coalition is?
The Early Years Coalition is part of a larger network all across Alberta. There's coalitions in most cities. And what our goal is for the Early Years Coalition is to identify where we have gaps in our children's development, and we work within the community to close those gaps by offering different programming for children. Having places like such as the Hub and the library, they adjusted their programming so that they could increase the literacy level for children who were under the age of 3. So the coalition works, it's a round table. There's many of us that come and go through the table, mm-hmm. but we all have the same common goal as improving the development and the knowledge for children who are under 6.
Okay. Now, you kind of gave a couple of examples, but do you have any other examples of some other programming happening across the RMWB?
Off the top of my head, not this morning.
Monday, right?
Monday morning. So what happened is there's a test, for lack of a better word, an assessment is a better word, mm-hmm. Called the EDI that is done in kindergarten children every 3 years. Mm-hmm. And all of that information is gathered, and then we get the results. So in our region here in Fort McMurray, it was identified that children under the age of 5 were developmentally delayed or in 2 or more areas of growth as they were developing. So that growth could be fine motor, it could be gross motor, it could be speech, it could be language. So we work on finding those supports and making sure that our community has those supports in place as those children are growing, for both the children and for their families.
Is this common in other cities in Alberta, maybe like Edmonton and Calgary, or was that kind of a surprise to see those kind of stats come up?
Our stats were a little bit higher than what we were expecting, and higher than across, but we have a very wide population base in our community, and we have a lot of people who are coming and going. And because the EDI is only done every 3 year, you get a snapshot, and then you have to wait 3 years to see, are the things that we're implementing in place making a difference for these children and families?
All right. Well, we still have a couple of minutes left in the first segment, and we'll still talk about the workshop and conference, but mm-hmm. we were talking a little bit off air, and you mentioned that there was a survey recently
yes.
done. Can you kind of explain that again?
So part of what the Early Years Coalition did was we contacted all child care providers, all licensed child care providers, also all the daycare centers in town, mm-hmm. child development day homes. We surveyed the staff, we surveyed the directors, we sent out a parent survey, and we had 143 responses back from parents asking about what the concerns were in childcare, because we often hear that there's no childcare spaces available in Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
And we do actually have childcare spaces available. What the survey showed us is that the childcare spaces are not necessarily where parents want them to be. Parents don't want to drive more than 5 kilometers to go to get quality childcare.
Mm-hmm.
So it was identifying these little gaps and looking at how can we put, because we can't just put childcare centers in wherever, because it's not necessarily cost effective. It's very expensive to run a childcare program.
Yeah. Not going to expect you to know the exact number, but you might actually know the exact number. But do we know the exact number of how many centers are actually across the RMWB?
We have 13 licensed childcare centers.
Okay.
So when I say 13, like, that's looking at the Y, and the Y has multiple yeah. different locations.
Mm-hmm.
Child Development Day Homes, I think, currently has, when we did the survey, they had 54 licensed and approved day homes. And I think they are over 60 approved day homes currently.
So kind of the distance and location was the big concern?
Yes, yes.
Was there any other concerns? I know you mentioned there was a few little concerns, but there was that, I guess, the major concern?
And cost.
That's the one I usually hear
yes.
quite a bit.
Yes. And, you know, we're very hopeful that with the government putting out this expression of interest for the $25 a day childcare programs, the centers up here will put in the expression and will be successful in getting a $25 a day. That would make a huge difference mm-hmm. for our families.
Is there maybe any hope that we could actually add more centers across Fort McMurray and surrounding areas?
We could add more. The expression of interest is to expand on the spaces. Okay. And the challenge from the provider part is that it's very hard to find staff. So while centers could operate with 54 children, they may only be operating with 30 because they don't have enough qualified staff to open up the rest of those spaces. So it's a huge catch-22 circle.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, Janet, we're going to take our first break here on Forming Murray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about the parenting workshop and the conference happening this upcoming weekend.
You're listening to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and by Culligan Water. We'll be right back after this.
Play.
Now, back to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me in studios is Janet Huffman, who is the coordinator with the Early Years Coalition. And before the break, we were talking about the coalition and a recent study done about the child care centers here in Fort McMurray. And the real reason you're here, Janet, to talk about is parenting workshop and conference happening this upcoming weekend. And Dan Hodgins is coming in for, he's going to be doing a session. So maybe to start off, just explain to our listeners who Dan is.
Dan Hodgen is a internationally renowned presenter on child development. And so we were bringing him in for the Early Learning and Child Care Conference that's on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then the Early Years Coalition has agreed to offer a free parenting session on Friday night from 7 o'clock to 8:30. It's at the YMCA Eagle Ridge. And you can get tickets, which are free, but it's just so we have an understanding of how many people are attending.
Yeah.
And the session he's doing is, how can you help me, or you can't help me until you know what I can and cannot do. So it's discussing children's development. And a lot of times when we don't understand children's development, we get into those little tug of wars with our little wee ones. Mm-hmm. And so it's just an information session for parents. It's 90 minutes long, discussing what children can and cannot do at certain ages.
Can you kind of explain maybe a little bit more who maybe Dan's bio is? Just maybe some parents might be listening, and how do I know this guy knows his stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. So he has authored two books. He has one book that came out a few years ago called Boys, Changing the Classroom, Not the Child. So understanding that boys do develop, differently than girls. They are different.
Yeah.
They are. I'm not going to say they're busier, because I know lots of very busy girls as well. Mm-hmm. And he also has a new book called Get Over It, which is relearning guidance practices. So what we did in guidance, maybe 15, 20 years ago, was not the same type of guidance we use with children anymore. We're a little more focused on the social and emotional development of children as they're growing up through their early years.
Okay.
So he has presented all over Canada, the U.S., and Japan. I've heard of him, and I was just very happy when we approached him to see if he would come to Fort McMurray from Florida this coming weekend. And so he's excited to be here. He spends part of his time in Florida, part of his time in Wyoming. Mm-hmm. He is semi-retired and doing presentation. He is a consultant, and he works with educators, parents, and other professionals, helping them to understand research-based theory and how to adapt curriculum and environment that support the continued development of children and families. So he's been working in this field for over 30 years.
He has quite a resume.
He does have quite a resume. I'm really excited to have him come here.
Mm-hmm. I guess Dan's not the only expert, but what was it about Dan that you wanted to get him to come to Fort McMurray?
When I first heard of Dan, I heard about him in relations to out-of-school care. So children who attend out-of-school care programs from kindergarten to grade one up until grade six.
Okay.
And there is very few people who actually do presentations who focus on that age group, because we tend to look at that age group as just being school-based. Mm-hmm. But that there is a difference in working with those children in an after-school program that is not the same as early childhood, and it's also different from school, and it's trying to find that blend. And that's how I first heard about him, because I used to work within the out-of-school care programs here in Fort McMurray. And when I went onto his website, then I saw all of the other things that he is able to present on.
All right. Mm-hmm. 90-minute show this upcoming weekend. Sunday or
it's Friday.
This Friday.
Friday night from 7 to 8:30.
Great way to start the weekend.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't know if you've maybe seen a past session he's done or a past lecture he's done, maybe on the internet or on television, but maybe do you know what it's going to be like? Is it just him talking for 90 minutes straight? Is it going to be kind of interactive? Is this maybe, do you know what's going to be happening in his session?
I think he keeps it pretty interactive. He wants to be engaged with parents. Okay. And he just kind of goes with the flow of what's happening in the room. That's my understanding. I have yet to see him present, which is why I'm excited to see him present this weekend. But yes, he in the communication that I've had with him, it's about getting that need of what parents are wanting. So parents will be able to ask those questions and he will be able to answer them to the best of his ability.
All right. Well, we talked about the parenting workshop. The session is happening, but conference is happening over the weekend too. Can you kind of explain what's happening?
Yes. So we have the Early Learning and Childcare Conference. It's our 9th annual conference this year. And it is organized for people who work in childcare. So we have almost 130 delegates who have registered for the conference, and they have a full day of professional development. Mm-hmm. So we have Dan, who is presenting two sessions and a keynote, opening keynote. We have Don Giesbrecht from the Canadian Child Care Federation. He is doing our closing keynote. And then we have a few local presenters who will be coming in. So one of them is Carolyn Evancio, and she is doing Healthy Tools for Healthy Tots, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. Holly Christopher is doing Building Healthy Relationships with Children. And we have a woman from Edmonton coming up. She's part of the ARC group, and she will be doing rough and tumble play and multiple intelligence in school-aged children. So the providers get to pick what they want. We're together for the keynote sessions, and then they can pick and choose which breakout sessions they wish to attend.
The child care workers, this conference, is this provincial wide or province wide, or is it just workers here in Fort McMurray?
It's pretty much just Fort McMurray. People don't necessarily travel up to Fort McMurray for a conference. Mm-hmm. We'd like to get it bigger, but yeah, maybe our 10th anniversary, we can get more people to attend. But we're pretty pleased that we have 130. We started our first conference 9 years ago with about 70 people.
So it's increasing.
It is increasing. It is. And it's a wonderful day for the providers because they get to network amongst them. People mm-hmm. who work in childcare are often quite isolated on their own. So it's nice for them to have a day together.
Okay. Now, other than keynote speakers, is there anything else happening in the conference, or is that the main focus?
So we open up our morning with a keynote speaker, speaking about the importance of working as a team. I can't remember the exact title off the top of my head. And then we have a choice of three breakout sessions. And so I don't remember the order of those. Then we're together for lunch. Then we break out sessions again. Then we come together for a keynote. And then we have some door prizes at the end of the day.
So it sounds like a fun day. Now, for the keynote speakers, can people in the public who don't work in childcare, can they attend and listen to this? Or is it just for these workers?
If they contacted me through the Fort McMurray EYC, we have a Facebook page, Fort McMurray EYC, send me a message and I will work with you so that you can come in if there's somebody you really want to see.
All right. Yeah. Well, Janet, we're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as after the break, we're going to continue our talk about the upcoming conference.
You're listening to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7, brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and by Culligan Water. We'll be right back after this.
Tom.
Now, back to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7, brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me in studios is Janet Huffman, coordinator of the Early Years Coalition. And before the break, we were talking about the upcoming conference and parenting session workshop with Dan Hodgins this upcoming Friday. I've been getting the date wrong throughout the whole show. I think I've said Sunday a few times. And before the break, we were kind of talking about what's happening in the conference, some keynote speakers, including Dan. And we got the computer working. Mm-hmm. We got the whole schedule. So maybe kind of explain to our listeners who may be actually going to the conference what they can expect on Friday.
So on Friday or on Saturday?
Or on Saturday. Okay. See, I told you, I just get the dates wrong.
On Saturday morning, the registration opens at 8:15 in the morning. And so that's just a time for people to interact with each other. And at 8:45, we have Daniel doing our keynote. And his keynote is called Supporting the Successful Team. Then we have a quick breakout session after the keynote. And then our first breakout sessions in the morning go from 11:45. And we have Holly Christopher talking about building relationships with children, Daniel Hodgins speaking on I Am a Toddler, What Do You Expect?, and Janice Duncan, who is doing Supporting Multiple Intelligences in School-Aged Children. Then we have a lovely lunch break. And then we go back into another set of breakout sessions. And Daniel is again presenting. He's doing Who's in Control Here and At the End of Your Rope. So it's just one for with guiding and battling some children when they are really strong in their ways. Janice Duncan is doing Rough and Tumble Play. And rough and tumble play is something that has been looked at as children shouldn't be doing it, but children do need to do it. So how do we make it safe so that they can still have that rough and tumble play experience? And we have Carolyn Evancio. She's with Alberta Health Services, and she's presenting on healthy tools for healthy tots. Then we have our closing keynote, which is Don Giesbrecht, and he's from the Canadian Child Care Federation, and he is speaking on rights of the child and quality child care.
All right. Well, I said it once, I'm going to say it again. Busy day.
A very busy day. It is a very busy day, but it's a wonderful day. It's a wonderful day to get to see people from all the different child care organizations in our community come together for professional development to better what they're doing on the floor in their practice.
As you mentioned before, 9th annual conference here in Fort McMurray. Maybe talk about the importance of actually starting it and continuing it now into its 9th year.
It started... I was part of it when it started, and we hosted it at Father Beauregard School in Abbasand, and we had some local people, and we had some presenters who were brought in. It was Children and Family Services, really our licensing officers at that time, who kind of got the ball rolling on it, and then a few of us in the community jumped on board to help them with it. And it's just grown bit by bit. We've hosted it at the Quality Inn, and then we moved it to Holy Trinity for a few years and had it catered, and now we're back at the Quality Inn.
Mm-hmm. So it's moved around.
It has moved around a little bit. There are people in early childhood who don't drive, so they have to take the buses. So it's trying to make sure that we are not making everybody drive all the way across town, as you know, people like to refer to it, you know, coming over the bridge. So we'll switch it back and forth. But the Quality Inn has been a great place for us to host, and they've been very, very welcoming to us.
Maybe the main reason why the conferences were started, obviously hearing from, you know, professionals and keynote speakers is great, but the decision to actually, you know, let's actually do this.
Well, I think any profession that you're in, you need to do professional development. Mm-hmm. And here in Fort McMurray, we don't have access to the conferences that they do down in Edmonton and Calgary, Lethbridge, Red Deer. So that's why we wanted to put one on here, so people could get professional development. If we were to attend conferences down in the other parts of Alberta, we would likely have to close our centers here. And that, yes, that's the parenting issue, is that we don't just close our centers so that people can attend conferences. Mm-hmm. So we will have people who will go, like they might send one or two people to a conference and then you bring back information. But this is one that allows everybody who's on the floor to attend, who wants to attend.
All right, that's great to hear. Now, for anyone listening, and they're like, all right, I want to go to this show, or I am going to this show, where do they get their tickets?
For the conference?
For the conference.
The conference registration, they would have to contact me. We have closed it, and we have given our numbers. Mm-hmm. But if anybody wants to come and attend a session, they can contact me through the Fort McMurray EYC, and it's fortmcmurrayeyc@gmail.com. You can email me, or you can look us up on Facebook, and I will connect with people through that way.
All right. Well, we've mentioned it a couple times. I keep screwing it up. But maybe just to kind of end the show, lasting information, where is it happening again? The dates and times again.
So Saturday is the Early Learning and Child Care Conference. So Saturday, January 27th. And that is at the Quality Inn from 8:15 until 4 o'clock on Saturday. Tickets have been closed, but if people want to contact me through the Fort McMurray EYC@gmail.com. If parents or anyone wants to attend Daniel's session on Friday night, they can get tickets through Eventbrite, and tickets are free. We just want to know approximately how many people are attending. The cost of it is being covered by the Early Years Coalition as part of our goal to provide parenting options or parenting support for parents. And that is from 7 o'clock to 8:30 at YMCA Eagle Ridge. All right. Upstairs in the meeting rooms in the community part of Eagle Ridge, not within the child care center.
All right. Well, Janet, I really appreciate you coming in. I'm mentioning the dates like 100 times for me.
We're all good.
All right. Well, make sure to tune in to Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been For McMurray Matters.
This has been another edition of Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm, Culligan Water, and by Fort McMurray Orthodontics. If you have a question or a comment about today's topic or have an idea for a future show, please contact the news department by emailing mixnews@mix1037fm.com.